welcome once again to Northeastern Wisconsin's all business talk show on the radio. And we are talking business right here this morning. As usual, every Saturday morning we do Biz Talk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, and Tony Bush is out on assignment this week. And we are talking on this show. We got a lot of information to impart to you, especially if you're a business person, whether you're starting a business, growing a business, expanding a business, or retiring from a business, whatever phase you're at. We talk survival tips. We talk empowerment strategies. We talk startup advice. We talk marketing tips, accounting and tax tips, which we will be talking about this morning, sales techniques, cash flow management, and on and on and on. Our guests include business authors, business experts, attorneys, CPAs, CEOs, CFOs, bankers, consultants, and most of all, hard-working entrepreneurs like Bob Salm sitting over there behind the board. And we're so glad you could join us. So glad every Saturday morning that you tune in the show. We've been able to give away, for our callers who call us on the air, we've been able to give away a book that people are finding to be quite a good read. It's called Speaking of Success. The authors include Ken Blanchard, Jack Canfield, author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, Dr. Stephen Covey, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, and Patricia Clayson. And this book is yours absolutely free if you will give us a call on the air. We get a name, an address, and we fire off a book to you just for giving us a call. We'll give out the numbers a little bit later, but before I go there, quick thing about who brings the show every week we're on the air. For those of you who may just be joining us, you haven't been with us before, I like to bring you up to speed as to who puts the show on. The show is done under the umbrella of the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities, an organization that's headquartered in Washington, D.C. It's an all-volunteer business organization, and really our mission is to help the small business community, whether meeting with you for the first time and starting your business. Maybe you've got some issues in an existing business. You don't have a partner. You don't have anybody that's really easy to talk to. SCORE is a good bang for the buck. It's a free counseling session. Our chapter here in the Valley consists of about 35 volunteers who come from all walks of life. You've got people that are CPAs, attorneys, business people that have started businesses, built them up, grown them into good-sized businesses, and really just want to give back to the community a little bit, so they volunteer their time to meet with you. All you have to do is go online to scorefoxcities.com if you want to set up a one-on-one counseling session. Just go ahead and fill out a real simple form, submit it, email it to us, and a counselor will be calling you and probably within a couple of, I say a couple of weeks, because remember, we are an all-volunteer. If you need assistance earlier than that, all you have to do is indicate that, and we try to accommodate people with that. So it's a good opportunity for our listeners to, especially this show. And one of the reasons we started the show is we wanted to produce a public forum for people to learn about business, to ask questions, to learn about, and that's all we talk about here on the radio. We stay away from politics. We stay away from all the choice juicy gossip on for the tabloids. Let them cover all that good stuff. There's plenty of that out there. No paparazzi sitting in on this show. So anyway, why don't we take a quick break? Bob Salm is at the board today. You are on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY. We'll be right back with our guest.
Or S Corp.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Are you an entrepreneur starting up a business? Maybe you've been in business for several years and your company is growing. Either way, you need a trusted legal advisor. Epiphany Law can help. Epiphany Law is a business law boutique that provides expertise to startup and growing businesses. Period. They don't do divorces. They don't chase accident claims. And they don't dabble in criminal law. They pride themselves on providing solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes, and they have the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor. In short, they do business law, and they do it very well. It's been said that an epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way. If you're a business owner who's ready for a fresh, business-focused approach to legal advice, call the business law experts of Epiphany Law today at 920-996-0000 or look them up online at epiphanylaw.com.
If you do what you've always done, where will you be when the economy recovers? Act now to refine your management skills and learn how to lead your business through economic peaks and valleys with Proceed from the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. We're the leading business innovation center in the New North, featuring customized instruction with self-paced online training modules, personalized coaching from proven business experts, and meet the CEO roundtables and speakers. Listen to what our successful graduates say.
Proceed is the best secret weapon a company can have in today's competitive world and has helped take my business to the next level and into the future.
Or if you've dreamed of running your own business, learn how with our eSeed Entrepreneur Training. Hundreds of eSeed graduates are in business today, and here's what they say.
eSeed allowed me to craft a game plan needed for a best practice approach to a successful business.
Find out more about Venture Center Business Training. Visit us online at venturecenterwi.biz or call 920-735-5709.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
I've got you under my skin.
Okay, don't be fooled. That's not Frank Sinatra. That's Jim Rossetti doing it. Pulling off a surprise attack on you there. Okay, we are back. Your host, Jim Rossetti, talking business right here on Biz Talk. And again, we're so glad you joined us this morning. I quickly want to mention our sponsors because they are the ones that make the show possible every week. One of our longtime anchor sponsors is Associated Bank, and they are still the leader in small business administration lending here in the Fox Valley and other parts of the state. So, in fact, I think they are the biggest in the state of Wisconsin. They still hold that title, and it's still a great place. But when you go to the bank, you want to come to an organization like SCORE first and maybe kind of get prepared to go in there and make that approach for business funding. Also with us this morning, my guest is Kurt Haling, and he is with Albertson Haling accounting firm, and they are an excellent accounting firm, especially if you're somebody that is in the startup phase. It doesn't have to be startup. It can be, but startup is a good place to start with an accountant. We're going to talk a little bit about how to interact with your accountant this morning as we get into the conversation. Also, our sponsor, longtime sponsor, is Epiphany Law, which is strictly a business law firm. They don't do divorce attorney. They don't do personal injury. They strictly do business law. All you have to do is make an appointment with a lawyer, take him to lunch, and you get to pick his brains for about an hour. And they don't do McDonald's. Venture Center, our friend Amy Peach and the group over at the Fox Valley Tech. Venture Center is a great place to plug into with their eSeed programs. It is a good way to help build and develop and write your business plan if you haven't done that already. And it's about a 11 to 15 week course, but I'll tell you what, when you come out of there, you're going to be a whole lot better educated than you were going in. So, and also our friends over at the Business News, Mr. Jerry Mader and Larry Desch, the publisher, and they it's a great bang for the buck when it comes to business information throughout the Fox Valley and other counties in northeastern Wisconsin. So there you have our lineup of sponsors, and if you want to give us a call this morning, you can call us right here locally at 281-1150. That's Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside of Appleton, you can call us at 866-887-1150. And I'll get you a copy of Speaking of Success. If you'll just give us a call this morning, we are going to be talking. Our guest, my guest this morning is a gentleman that's been on the show before. Also one of the sponsors, as I just mentioned. But also, if you just finished your tax time, we all had to send in something by the 15th or make an extension, which I did in my case. I don't know how many years in a row I've done that, but it's easy to procrastinate. We're going to talk a little bit about that this morning. But my guest this morning is one of the owners, partner in Albertson Hailing, Mr. Kurt Hailing. Good morning, Kurt.
Morning. How you doing, Jim?
Good, good. You're looking well-rested. And
yeah, a couple weeks will help you do that. A couple weeks of seeing the world again, getting out from the office.
What do you look like? You know, as you come into January, you know it's going to be, what, the first, at least the first 3 months of the year.
Yeah, pretty much from January 15th through April 15th, it's 60 hours a week or,
wow,
you know, sometimes more.
Yeah.
One of the nice things that I personally have now is the ability to work from home, so, you know, with technology and everything,
sure,
so at least I get to see the wife once in a while. She appreciates that.
She said, who is this strange guy that's hanging around right here? Well, that's good. Yeah, I mean, it's, I know it's, I've always been told, and sometimes I'll make the mistake of trying to, you know, solicit an accountant for some reason or another, and they quickly remind me, hey, not this time of the year.
Well, yeah, there's certain things that you, and certain times of the year that you don't want to call the accountant just to chit-chat.
Right.
One thing that we actually had worked to our advantage this year is we had a new client call up. We're just starting to work with them. They called up in March, mm-hmm, and they called up four different people, mm-hmm, and apparently we were the only one that actually took their call.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. It's that intense.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Now, if you're a new client, yeah, we'll take the call.
But it's time to all the clients that are, hey, Kurt, I just want to pick your brains a little bit, chit-chatting about.
Yeah, if you want to call me and ask me about how the Brewers are going to do this year, I probably don't have much time, and I probably won't really care until.
Okay, we got a caller on the line before we get started. John, are you with us this morning? Joan, I'm sorry. What? Wait.
I am
sorry, Joan. Please forgive me.
How does age come into the picture if you're trying to get a loan?
If you're trying to get a loan, age?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we have a law out there, a federal law that says discrimination is illegal. So, I got good news for you, Joan.
Yeah.
Even if you're 97 and you don't sound like it.
I'm not that old.
You can see. You can still get a loan, a business. Are you talking about a business loan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there is no age limit on that. It is. You know, it's something I'm not going to say that behind the scenes that a bank wouldn't look at that and go, you know, wait a minute, you know, but they do not discriminate. It is not something that they're allowed to do. So you can go at any age. That's a given.
That's not a factor. Okay.
Yeah. But and I'll tell you what you can do. Why don't you come on and meet with a score counselor or give us a call? And we can sit down and talk to you a little bit about SBA lending and maybe get you. And you want to listen to our show this morning. My guest is Kurt Hailing. Kurt's a CPA, and he owns his own accounting firm. And he does a lot of counseling with people getting SBA loans. So I promise you we will get into that subject for you this morning on the show. And I'm going to get you a book for calling in this morning.
All right.
I appreciate the call. Thanks, Joan. Okay, yeah, that was a good question. I've never been asked that before, but it's something that you think about, Kurt. People might think about age being a factor.
Exactly, and it's one of those things that, to a certain degree, you think, well, you can't discriminate because of X, Y, or Z, but
yeah,
if you think about from the lender's perspective, their main goal is how are you going to pay us back?
Right, and are you going to pay us back?
Right.
We had, I think, I had a mortgage company for, I closed up a little over a year ago, but I think my oldest mortgage applicant was 91 years old. Can you believe that? And he took a 30-year loan out. And the likelihood of him paying it off are not real good, but actuaries say he could make it. Let's talk a little bit about, because as a score counselor, I meet with people first time we talk. One of the things I always encourage people to do is to seek out an accountant or somebody that can help them, you know, with their records and their bookkeeping and their setting up some kind of a system in their business. But they're not always sure to know how to approach the accountant on the first visit. It's sometimes very you know, what questions to ask and how to be prepared to come and see you. And maybe we can throw out a couple of tips this morning to listeners, you know, how to prepare for their first visit.
Absolutely, yeah. Because the first thing that you should keep in mind is the accountant should understand that you're starting from square one, yeah. And that in a lot of cases you don't even know enough to know what you don't know.
Right, right.
So go in there, have a list of questions together that you've got, and not just necessarily about how your business should be set up and structured and how to do things.
Sure.
But some of the other things you want to take a look at is how are you going to work with this accountant? Mm-hmm. How are they going to bill you? When are they going to bill you? What are they going to bill you for?
Right, right.
You know, how is the business relationship between the two of you going to work as well?
Right.
So that you've got an understanding of, okay, this is something that I should be able to expect from the accountant. This is something that I should expect to have to pay for from the accountant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's just some open dialogue. Maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah, and try to... Yeah.
Because you want to have when you're dealing with an accountant or an attorney or a bank or any professional service, I mean, you're getting into a client relationship, and a client relationship is really a little bit different than a customer relationship.
Yeah.
You know, a customer relationship, you go to a store, you buy something once. Maybe you had a good experience, maybe you didn't, but you're not going to go there again until you need to buy it again.
Right.
With a professional service, be it accountant, attorney, even a bank or insurance agent, you're becoming a client, and that implies a long-term relationship. You don't
right.
just want to be there for one time, and away you go, and maybe we'll come back again if we ever need the service again.
Well, and I think throughout the course of the year, there's always going to be questions and decisions that arise, things that they have to be acted on, and the first thing people are asking non-professionals for curbstone advice, I call it. This way they can get on the phone and say, hey, I'm going to ask somebody that knows. I'm going to call Kurt or somebody at my accounting firm.
Exactly, and I would encourage you to pick up the phone, at least ask the question. Most of the time, at least with our firm, if you call up, ask a two-minute question, we're not going to send you a bill for $6 for it because, frankly, it costs more than that to generate the bill, and it annoys the client. But it's worth at least picking up the phone, and at the same time, it may be such a thing that we say, hey, have you thought about X, Y, or Z?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe this is something we should sit down and talk about in more detail, or did you think about X, Y, or Z, and here's some more facts that you need to get before you do this. It can either point you in a better direction, or it can bring up some situations that you didn't think about,
right.
or that maybe you don't know about, that we can say, hey, this is something we need to sit down and talk about
sure.
a little bit further. And from our perspective, you know, that two-minute phone call we're not going to bill for, but if we, you know, I kind of go by what we call the pencil test. Mm-hmm. If we have to start putting pencil to paper or turn the computer on, start figuring something out, or have a meeting where we start coming to some decisions or having that dialogue, yeah, that's something that the client should expect to pay for, but at the same time, that $100 that you invest in that may keep you from making a six-figure bad decision.
Right, right, actually. Well, and another thing, when I talk to clients that maybe have ongoing businesses, they've been in business for a while, but they've never really used an accountant, they've never used an outside professional, maybe the spouse or the aunt or cousin or somebody has bookkeeping experience and they're helping out and that kind of thing. But sometimes there's danger signs that a professional can spot and maybe head off, just like they were talking on the Under the Hood show this morning with a transmission thing. Your training might be going bad if you don't flush it for 100,000 miles, which I haven't done. you can spot a problem. Same thing works in business, right?
Well, exactly. Yeah. I mean, if you've got somebody in your business that's good at the bookkeeping function, that can keep track of things on a day-to-day basis, everything from payables, receivables,
sure.
payroll taxes, and keep track of that, that's fine. That's great, because that's something that you can keep on top of internally. They're probably cheaper than we are. The thing that you want to do, though, is at least once a year get together and say, okay, here's where we're at. How are we doing? What do we need to watch out for the end of the year? And in the fall of the year is when we have a lot of those types of meetings with clients, because then we can do some tax planning at the same time as take a look at where the business is at. And especially over this last year and a half, maybe it wasn't so much tax planning because there weren't a lot of profits there, but right. How do we get through, you know, this right. economy, and what are some things we should be thinking about, and are there any tax advantages? So if we are showing a loss this year, what can we do about it, and how do we take advantage of it?
Well, somebody told me there was well over 100, and I don't know how many exactly, of tax laws that changed, that were revised.
Well, not only that, but now you've got the new healthcare laws that have gone into place, which are going to affect taxes and accounting dramatically.
Oh, yeah.
Believe it, you know, people don't think about that, but a lot of these things are going to get monitored through the accounting and tax system, get monitored by the IRS. And then you throw the state of Wisconsin in there, just on the individual side, there are 185 differences in tax laws between the state and the feds.
Wow, yeah.
So there's all kinds of different adjustments that need to be made, and that's just on the individual side, not counting the business.
Right. Well, the last thing people want to do is trigger an audit. I know I've been down that road. It is not fun. So just from a standpoint of feeling safe or being able to go to bed at night and sleep, not worrying about that is just so comforting.
Yeah, and we get that phone call every once in a while, too, if somebody says, well, I've got this situation. Can I run this through the business? Can I run that through the business?
Sure.
And you know, keeping in mind that of who might be listening to this program, you know, we don't mind you putting your toe on the line. We don't want you putting your foot over the line.
Right. Stepping in the deep water. If you want to give us a call this morning, my guest is Kurt Haling. I will give out the numbers. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us, because we're going to talk some of the danger areas in tax accounting. So just hang in, because we got a good show here on the Business Talk Radio Network, News Talk 1150.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or associatedbank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
401k or simple IRA.
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
The innovation on-ramp starts at the Venture Center. Don't get passed up in the race for innovation. Visit the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. The Venture Center is the leading business innovation center in the New North, with customized programs for entrepreneurs, existing businesses, and corporations. You can learn the basics of starting and managing your own business, or learn how to refine your business skills in the successful ProSeed program.
At the Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College, you can take your idea to reality. We feature the only digital product fabrication laboratory in the United States designed specifically for entrepreneurs, businesses, and inventors. Our experts will help you design and make a product prototype with desktop electronics, software, and industrial-grade fabrication. Find out more about the Venture Center and the Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College. Visit us online at venturecenterwi.biz or call 920-735-5709.
Okay, we are back talking business right here in BizTalk I'm your host, Jim Rossetti. We are talking to Kurt Haling this morning. Kurt is the partner in Albertson Haling, one of our sponsors, been a sponsor of the show for, I want to say, about three years or so.
Three,
Kurt?
Going on four, yes.
Yeah, it's been, and I'll tell you, it's one of the things we like to do as a SCORE organization is to pair people up with a good accounting firm, a good CPA firm, and a good law firm. You know, those are two partners that we hope you've got on your team, because there's going to come a place in your business where you're going to need to seek out a little advice and get it from a professional, folks. Don't get it from the neighbor who's got everything to gain and nothing to lose. And and anyway, I wanted to mention, I want to give out the phone number in case you want to give us a call, get on the air. Kurt, maybe you have a question for Kurt. You can call us at 281-1150 in Appleton. That's 281-1150. And if you're outside of Appleton, you can call us at 866-887-1150. And we will give you a book. It's called Speaking of Success, just for calling the show this morning. And we look forward to hearing from you. So, Kurt, we were talking on the break. There was a situation, a purchase of a company that was throwing off about $40,000 a year in cash.
Yeah, I had a client come in this week, and he had an opportunity to take a look at a business and mm-hmm. potentially buy this business. And so he brought in the tax returns for the last 5 years, which was great. You know, and we could see what was, at least get an idea of what was going on there. And, you know, the seller was looking for $500,000 for it, and the thing was cash flowing $40,000 a year. I says to the guy, well, do you really want to take on this kind of risk for $40,000? And he says, well, there's real estate and a building and some equipment with it. It says, okay, the real estate was purchased by this guy 5 years ago for $340,000. Did it really go up in value in the last 5 years? Probably not.
Yeah.
And, you know, do you really want to take on this kind of risk and have that mortgage? Yeah, you got some collateral, but, you know, we looked at the guy's tax return. There's all kinds of goodwill on there from when he purchased the business. I says, do you want, you know, it looks like this guy basically overpaid for the business, and now he's trying to get out of it. Do you want to take on his bad decision?
Yeah. It sounds like it, and those are the kind of things, especially buying a business, especially that kind of an investment, coming to a professional and really getting a little direction before.
And you pay us, $100, $150, maybe $200 for something like that, and it can help you keep from making a six-figure mistake.
Yeah, because once you're locked into that, the real estate, I'm a real estate investor. I know how. We had a client on the or a guest on the show last week that built a quite a business out of real estate investing. And while real estate was a great, and still is, I'm not saying it's not a good, but there's a whole world of difference in value of real estate today. Are you seeing that?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's not what it was 5 years ago, that's for sure. And kind of going along that same lines of buying the business and or even selling a business, if you're in the flip side of that, if you're selling a business, you know, part of the reason that you want to show all your income in there isn't just to pay all your taxes to Uncle Sam. If you're selling the business, you also want to have everything on there and show a true picture to any potential buyers, mm-hmm. because if you say, well, here's what I'm putting on my tax returns, but here's what we're really doing.
Right. Oh, with a wink and a nod.
With a wink and a nod and say, you know, here's what's going on the side. If you're lying to the IRS and I'm the buyer, if I know you're lying to the IRS, I'm thinking you're probably lying to me too.
Well, see, I've always felt that way, and I can't believe people do it notoriously, though.
And you see it, and you say, you know what? Here's the problem that you could run into, and it's not just on the selling the business side of things. It's if you want to go get a mortgage these days, you're not going to get anything on stated income anymore. It's just that's a thing of the past. And when you're dealing with lenders, the lenders' approach these days is basically, you know, no, now tell me why I should say yes.
Yeah. Now, Joan called in a little earlier. I wanted to kind of revisit the SBA, the world of lending, because you're seeing clients all the time that are going to go out and approach banks for money. And I think Tony and I talked about it a couple of weeks ago on the show, you know, and we know right now one of the things we're hearing from a lot of clients are, hey, we just can't seem to get the bank to loosen up. They're so tight right now.
And Tony and I just worked on a project. We actually had a client of ours that had positive cash flow, good credit, mm-hmm. and their bank kicked them out. And it's one of those horror stories that made me go to my bank and say, okay, where are we really sitting here these days? And the reason that the bank kicked him out was because of the fact that the bank had so many bad loans on their books that they needed to completely clean up their books. And there was one little glitch, there was one little oddball thing in there. And we took it to half a dozen different banks, and we finally got the deal done. And of the half dozen different banks, the five that didn't do the deal said, 3 years ago, we'd have done this deal in a heartbeat. So, and there was one little glitch in there, and now we've got them in a situation where the people that they're working with understand their business better, have been through the shop, that makes a big deal, understand their cash flow, understand the relationship between the owners and everything, and they're getting off to a really good start.
A local company I deal with, or had dealt with over the years, it was in the paper, so it's nothing. Henry's Music, who is now going out of business. One of the reasons they are going out of business, apparently, and they've never defaulted, never missed a payment, never had an issue, but the bank would not renew a note, a credit line that had been there, because music store's got to buy a lot of expensive equipment.
They've got to buy a lot of expensive equipment, and a lot of times a store like that will rent that equipment out to the schools, for instance. And if they're not able to cash flow that properly, that's a situation where, if they're going out and just undercutting on price just to get the business in, well, eventually they can get upside down on something like that too.
But I mean, it here's a case where even longtime customers with banks. And the banks today are just being very, very gun-shy. Just really, really very nervous, I guess.
Nervous, and I think that's another situation where treating your bank like your accountant, talk to them every so often. Yeah. Get together with them. Here's what's going on in our business. Here's where we're at. Here's some things that we see going on in our industry. Here's some things that we see going on internally. Be upfront with them so that if a hiccup does come along the way, they know about it ahead of time, and because if you get somebody coming in from the quote-unquote home office, that's probably not a good sign when you're dealing with your lender.
Well, and I think bank examiners today are scrutinizing, and sure, the federal government's saying, we want the banks to lend, we want to put that money on the street, and then the examiners on the other side of the coin are saying, hey, let's be careful, this doesn't look like a good loan, this looks, they're running up against a double-edged sword there.
It's almost as if they're talking on both sides of their mouth, and we can get into the whole political aspect of that. But you run into situations where it's tightened up enough that, it's not just, here's my business plan, here's what I think I can do. You've pretty much got to prove to the bank how you're going to pay them back. And they're coming with the ask from the standpoint of, we don't think you can pay us back. Prove to me that you can. And so you can't go in there with a good idea and a hope and a prayer. You've got to go in there with some pretty solid numbers saying, here's why this is going to work. Here's how we're going to pay you back. Even if we don't hit our numbers, here's our break even. There's a pretty good spread in there that says, okay, if we don't hit it exactly, we're still going to be pretty close and be able to pay the bank back.
Right. Hey, if you want to give us a call, folks, 281-1150 in Appleton, outside of Appleton, 866-887-1150. We'll get you right on the air. You're on the Business Talk Radio Network. We're going to take a short little break. We're coming right back, though. We're talking biz right here on Biz Talk on News Talk 1150.
Taxes, bookkeeping?
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. An epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
I'm sure you probably know a guy who's been bragging about all the exotic beers and world-class wines that he's tasted. His secret's out. He's been going to the new Corks and Caps in Greenville. Now that you know, you can stop in too. Right away, you're going to see the Mix Your Six specials. That's where any combination of six domestic or imported microbrews can make a handy pack to sample. The selection is unbeatable. They've got the caps and the corks. All they need is you to be the opener. Corner of Highway 15 and Lily of the Valley Drive in Greenville. They're open weekdays and Saturdays till 9 and Sundays 10 to 5.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Okay, we are talking biz right here on Biz Talk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti. I'm speaking this morning with Kurt Haling from Albertson Haling Accounting Firm, and we are talking all about business and lending, and we're going all over the place. We're talking about tax information, things that you should know and probably always wanted to know, but were afraid to ask. Well, this morning you can ask, because I'm going to give you a book if you just call in. I got Sue on the line. Sue, are you with us?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm better than I deserve, I got to tell you.
my question is, I donate products, you know, to different events and different charities, and I would like to know why I cannot deduct the cost of that product, since it is a donation.
That surprises me. I'm going to turn that one right over to the expert, Kurt.
Actually, that's a good question, but if you're talking about product that you have in your business, right?
Product that I make in my business, yes.
Okay, so you make this product in your business, so you've got a cost of that product in your business, and you're deducting that cost through your business, right?
Correct.
So once you deducted it through the business, you can't turn around and deduct it again when you donate it. That's when that's kind of like double dipping.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Why.
You paid for the raw ingredients that go into this product.
Yes, I paid for the raw ingredients to go in the product, but if I would have sold the product, I would have made a profit.
But I guess the way to think about it is that you sold it for a zero sale price, so you've got the expense on the books. So once that expense is on the books, you've got a zero sale price, so you're actually kind of showing a loss on it from that perspective, and that's mm-hmm. why you can't turn around and take another loss on it by donating it.
So that wouldn't be regarded as like a marketing expense.
No,
because it does have dollar value to it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, Sue, I'm sorry about that.
Makes sense.
You're probably...
No, it really gets to be interesting, because I do quite a few in donations, and people say, well, you can write it off in your taxes, and I just smile at them and say, yeah, okay.
Well, yeah, that kind of goes back to the situation of getting tax advice from the neighbor again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I Sue is Sue Leonard Cookies. I see Sue.
Oh, you recognize my voice.
I recognize you, Sue, and I love your cookies. That's why I, anyway, I do. I see you at a lot of networking events, and a lot of those things you are giving cookies away.
Uh-huh.
And even when you come on the radio, you brought cookies in for us. We wound up scarfing up all her cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And you went up, but that's, yeah, that is something I would have thought too. I'd have said, hey, there's a good write-off, but I see what you're saying.
I mean, it's not that you give the product as a write-off, but it's just, you know, people just say that to you all the time. You just smile at them and you say, yeah.
Tell them to buy some, Sue.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right, kid. Yeah, and I'm sure that a lot of, and I've always been on the impression, you know, as you're giving a little bit of something away, it's a good way to promote your business. You know, you give away a bucket of whatever you're selling.
And that donation does end up being as much marketing and advertising a lot of times as anything, because I'm sure there's business cards associated with it and pamphlets and contact information. And
well, in her case, it's a food product, right. So you gotta get it there, you gotta put it in the right containers,
exactly.
And you know, there's a lot of you know, as we were talking a little bit about the SBA lending today, are you finding that the preparation time to approach the banks is a whole lot more intense than it was a couple of years ago? And
I think it's not only more intense, but it's more detailed. It's more, you need to have more cushion in there, I guess, for lack of a better term. You got to make sure that the cash flow's got enough cushion in there that it can absorb any hiccup in the business.
Right, right.
It can't be tightly financed where if you get one little bump in the road, all of a sudden you're going to be in trouble with the bank or with some suppliers where something's going to have to give.
The highly speculative type thing is probably going to have to be reined in a little bit.
it is, and on the flip side, you know, what you run into then is you talk to people who are dead set on starting this business then, and so what happens is if they can't get a bank loan, well, then they turn around and say, okay, where can I get money? Mm-hmm. And they've got this stack of credit cards in their drawer or
right.
in their wallet.
Oh, yes.
They start self-financing off the credit cards. And that can be a pretty dangerous game in and of itself.
Right, right. I've seen it many, many times.
And it's a really tough situation to get out of, because that's much more expensive money. And if the business was thin to begin with, mm-hmm. as far as cash flow goes, that's going to eat into that cash flow much more. And you might think, well, I'll just do this for a year or two till I get some experience under my belt. Well, at that point, you might be pretty upside down and even less bankable.
I've seen it on both sides of the fence with using the credit cards to float a business. I think one of the big things is the movie producer Spike Lee. One of his biggest movies, he bankrolled on credit cards at the time. Not that I'm suggesting it's a good idea, but it was one of those things there. Well, he did it.
Exactly. And that's why everybody's heard about it. It's because it's that one in a million story.
Yeah. Hey, we're coming down the stretch this morning. I want to make sure people know how to reach you, Kurt, because there's probably questions out there, and we need to get them to your office. So
our phone number in the Valley is 886-2241, Green Bay, 405-8549. You can email us at our website is alberts-hailing-cpas.com, mm-hmm. So you can get a hold of us any of those ways, and we do free initial meetings, so you can sit down and we'll go through your situation, take a look at what you've got, and you know, give you our honest opinion on it, and go from there as to how it could work together.
Well, I wanted to mention, if you missed that and you want to get a hold of Kurt, our website here for the radio show is called biztalkwithscore.com. And on that website, all you have to do is click onto the logo of our sponsors, and it'll take you right out to their website. And all the contact information is out there. But can we throw out a little biz tip to our audience this morning? Maybe something to do with...
Well, I guess my biz tip for the day would be don't be afraid to sit down and spend $100 or so with the accountant to take a look at your situation to help avoid making a big mistake.
One of the things I want to mention, too, is that, and I think my clients have found this to be, and I always tell them this when I'm counseling at SCORE, you can have a free consultation.
Yep.
The first consultation is a opportunity for people to kind of get acquainted.
Yep, exactly.
And kind of just like we said earlier in the show, maybe, you know, preparation and asking questions. Like, how much is it going to cost me?
Exactly. How much is it going to cost me, and what am I paying for, and when am I going to have to pay it? And those sorts of things are all legitimate questions.
Yeah, and I think, people are standoffish with that, even with attorneys.
Exactly.
And sometimes you get a big attorney bill. Like, oh, where
right.
did this go?
Exactly.
Okay, that is our show. We enjoy talking. Albertson Hailing, one of our good sponsors, has been with us now for a while. And you can get a hold of Kurt and just tell him you heard it on BizTalk. Hopefully this week you're going to get busy.
All right, thanks, Jeff.
Okay. Thank you, Bob Song, for keeping us legal. And that's our show for this week. We'll see you next Saturday morning on BizTalk. Thanks for listening.